Hi guys, it's ErkRPG, and I've got another review for you, and this time it is for Arzette, the Jewel of Faramir. And this is basically, what if there was an unofficial sequel that had to strip out all the copyright stuff related to the Zelda CAI games? Well, aside from Zelda's Adventure, which was an FMV fest, but we're talking specifically about the two, Faces of Evil and... I forget what the other one was called. Who cares? oh yeah, the Wand of Gamelon or something like that, I think. Anyways, you're playing as the Zelda character, and obviously since I couldn't use his license anymore, you're playing as Arzette, and you have to fight against Dimer, because Dimer is the gamer Ganon type character, and he's designed almost exactly the same as he was in that game, but more looking like a dog this time to obviously cover up the fact that it's not Ganon anymore. But anyways, there is the Link character in there, and they decided to go full meme territory in YouTube poops by making him total coward. And that's why Arzette has to do the quest instead. But, It's basically, what if we did that, but we actually made the game competently, and we preserved the art style and the weirdness of those games? So the game actually doesn't have bug-related issues to its gameplay, and you can actually play it without too much difficulty. And that bizarre combination makes for something that's actually pleasantly, surprisingly fun. It's really basic, too, because it's weird, quirky, like the fact that you don't throw bombs, instead you just place them in place, and when they blow up, they do a minor explosion, and there's not a lot of particle effects going on. So it's very cheaply made and gaudy in that respect to the original games that they're taking inspiration from. But, like, aside from the goofy voice acting that they also tried to replicate, somewhere around the middle of the game actually starts getting a bit more serious and starts taking itself a little bit more seriously. So, a lot of the game's intended humor is front-loaded. But, it's a simple enough experience, but, like, there's lots of secrets in each level, and if you're gonna go for 100%, it's gonna take you a while, and there are lots of achievements, and they have very different categories, like beating the game without dying on difficult or certain difficulties, and then beating the game quickly and stuff like that. So if you're an achievement chaser or trophy chaser, you got a lot of replay value. But otherwise, the game's actually fairly short. The only thing that makes it longer is that your progress is gated by you have to collect thingamabobs in order to beat the game, because you'll need certain items to get to certain places, and certain items require you to have, like, a certain number of candles that you have to pick up to be able to unlock the area that lets you go and, like, light all these other beacons, which are different from candles, by the way. But, it's almost, Star Fox Adventures-esque in that fashion. But, thankfully, considerably less collect-a-thon stuff going on. But, I have to thank the publisher, Limited and Run Games, for giving me code for this. I usually don't address that, but in my reviews here, but I think it's important to mention that when I think it's appropriate. But, I will say, if you're curious, the game is relatively inexpensive. It's certainly less than $30. I think it's like $15, and you might be able to find it on sale eventually down the line. So if you want to hold out and you'd be really cheap, you can. It won't break the bank too much. I'll put it in the notes if I find out how much it costs. But the one thing I think sucks is about the digital storefronts is if you redeem a code for something and you want to check the game's price, the store you're looking at usually doesn't tell you. So I'd have to look. And I'll put it in the notes, just if there's a correction I need to make or whatever. But as far as a score goes, I'm going to give this game a 7 out of 10. Better than I thought it'd be, and better than it has any right to be. But it's a solid experience for those looking for something simple, but also amusing. And with that, that's all I have for you today. So I'll see you later. Bye-bye.